Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice Film Festival here in Venice. Today I'm here with the director of Snow in Midsummer, Uyo Eshwe, in the section Giornate degli Autori, Chonky Town. How are you today?
I'm fine, but it's very hot in Venice.
You have to resist. So, well, the film revolves around May 13 for the Persian 1969, and there is this incident in Kuala Lumpur. And so, can you tell us about the research and preparation you did actually to recreate this pivotal moment in history?
Yeah, for this tragedy happened in 1969, 13 May. We call it 513. Okay. Commonly we call it 513. And it happened, I think it's more than five decades from now. And we are still not talking about it because it's a white terror for us in Malaysian community. So when I decided to do this film, it started from in 2009. When I found this mass grave, it's a burial site somewhere in Kuala Lumpur. It's behind the hospital of Red Blue Sea. When I found this place and I realized it's an abandoned burial more than 50 years. So when I visit every year in the actual date, that's been in every year in May 13, I met a lot of the family. They come visit, and I keep going to ask a lot of them about the truth behind the incident, because we can't got any details from the books or from any place, also from the archive. So this is the way how I doing a lot of research from the burial site. Yeah. So in 2018, I doing the first short film. It's called Cemetery of Courtesy. This is a starting point of the future film. It's about the two family. They met on the actual date in 2018, and they keep talking about the details about that night, what happened. So in 2020, the short film became a feature film. So this is something background about this film, Snow in Midsummer.
And, you know, Hai Heng's character embarks on a journey that is 49-year journey to uncover the truth, like you said, that is not so easy to find, actually, and about her family past. So what aspects of her character and journey did you find most, compelling to portray?
Mm. In this film, we focus on the family called Eng family. She's we combine all the elements inside her, just because when I'm doing research, a lot of family, especially women, they are keep talking about this history. Every time when we keep talking about the tragedy, men are keep rational, because they are afraid that this is an issue that's very sensitive in Malaysia. So only the women will keep talking. And women, especially for the victim's family, they will be keep searching where the victims may be buried somewhere in Kuala Lumpur. So it's make me very difficult to find something, especially for the details, like when the people happen at that night, because we are not much archive or any details about this kind of the darkest history. So when I visit the place and I interview all the women at the site, there will be they told me a lot of their family suffering, trapped in this incident more than 50 years, because the first reason is sometimes men are not allowed women to talk about this in their family. Only women will keep memorize or keep talking about it, because they wish to found their dead body. The barrier side. So I think only the women will keep talking about this in Malaysia. Yeah, for me it's very important. So we decide to put two character, women character, inside this film. Aang and also the leading actress is a singer of the Chinese opera.
Yeah, and according to that, one of the scenes that actually was, I found what was very moving for me is right at the end when they are in the cemetery and she tries in some way, you know, to talk about her pain, yep, and her relief too, because she finds out something that she didn't know before.
Yeah,
but it feels to me that it was like a turning point for her, because she started to open up for the first time, and she cries a lot. So how did you decide to do that scene, and what meaning has for you?
For me, because maybe it's totally different from Europe country. Women in Southeast Asia, especially in Malaysia, most of them are suffering from their life because mostly the oldest women, they are kept secret inside. They are not allowed to talk a lot about their feeling. So in this film, the ending part, when the actress, they are keep talking. She's keep talking. The longest part of the dialogue in the film is the final part. She suddenly finds some place or some people can express herself. So you can imagine, in their life, although with her husband, she cannot talk about anything like their memory, their suffering. So it's just like she trapped inside this incident for almost 50 years and suddenly met that strange woman. I would say she is not the common woman. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And actually, you said about the husband, and there was a scene too there that was very hard to watch when she was sleeping and he throws her all this kind of, I don't know what was.
It's a kind of the worship paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, burning to the dead people. It's
okay,
like money.
Yeah, money. I wanted to know that because I think it's a cultural thing.
In Malaysian culture, Malaysian Chinese culture, when somebody die, the family will burning, we call it golden paper.
Yeah.
Or golden paper, silver paper. It's like money for them in the next life.
Okay. Nice. And, you know, another thing that I was, you know, curious to know is about the all the Chinese opera thing, and how did you reconstruct the
painting,
and the costumes too, and what meaning has for you in your your movie and your cinematic, you know, journey so far?
Okay, for the culture, the opera culture, originally from southern China, because most of our family or grandparents, they are migrant from southern part of China, but we passed already, I think, third generation until fifth generation. The culture, the opera culture, is totally changed and different from China. So sometimes they will be combined with the Malay culture and also local culture. And for that part, why we're using the opera? Because on that night, when we are doing research about this incident, there was 3 to 5 actor and actress from the opera. They die on the spot in front of the Majestic Hotel because they want to help the people from the riots. So, and then they are buried at that site. So when we are doing research, somebody told us that there was a huge people die, including the opera people, at that on the spot. So, and that night they are showing a piece of the opera called Snow in June.
Yeah,
that's the original piece. From the piece. And the piece is talking about, in ancient time, a lot of women suffering. They are run away from their country and then they go to another country, but they are suffering because of the manpower. So the women in the story called Dou E, and the name also came from the original piece from Snow in June. And the women suffering in the ancient time, they are they are forced to chop off their head because and then the women say that if I'm innocent, the sky will be falling the snow. So that's why we get the name Snow in Midsummer for the innocent people. Wow. Because you can imagine in summer, it's very hot.
Yeah.
It's suddenly snowing. Yeah. So it means that the heaven or the God of heaven, it's sympathy with the people for innocent. Yeah.
And actually, as you know, this part of history is, you know, omitted from the national history. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask you few things.
Mm-hmm.
One is how long it takes for you to shoot actually the movie.
Yeah.
And when you went there, how do you feel that the community, the Chinese community and the Malaysian community did work up together? How it is the situation now in the present days?
Okay, now the situation, we are keep secret, silent about this history because it is still sensitive. We can talk about it, but we couldn't reveal the truth behind the history. And about the preparation, we prepared about, I think, 9 years, but we're shooting only 22 days because of the budget.
Yeah,
okay. It's a small budget.
Yeah.
We have to do it within 22 days.
Amazing.
To finish this film, yeah. So the preparation is longer than our filming.
Okay, nice. But the result is amazing. So thank you so much to Chong Kyu-tong, director of Snow in Midsummer in the section Giornata degli Autori. This is Laura Della Corte from FRED, the Festival Insider.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.